the Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. The show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. For more information, you can check out our website at www.oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. Business owners often wish that they had someone to collaborate with. Our guest today, Lori Dvorak, is president of Envision 4, Inc., and is an expert vision development and strategy coach, certified trainer, and motivational speaker. Her mission is to ignite and impact your entrepreneurial and executive spirit to soar towards your vision for success. Lori has many, many accolades in her 25 years of experience. She has impacted thousands with her talent and passion for coaching and training entrepreneurs and many professionals and top Fortune 500 companies. Lori has been awarded as one of the most influential leaders in the Charlotte, North Carolina community. She has been interviewed on several television and radio programs and is a genuine and empowering connector in the business community. I am very excited to have her on the show today. Lori is going to share her strategies to inspire you to take your business to the level where it is on fire. Hello, Lori, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle. It's great to hear you.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest. I have known Lori for many, many years and been privileged to work with her as one of her coaching clients on a number of different levels. So I'm very excited to interview you today.
Fire away, as they say, huh?
Excellent, excellent. So let's start off by talking about how you got started in the coaching business.
Well, that's a really good question, because sometimes I don't think you can pinpoint any one spot where that happens. But I know that I was in education for a lot of years where I was teaching business and entrepreneurship at the high school level, at the college level. And so I know it inside and out. But when I really started to get into the coaching concept and what vision development needs to be done is when I was really challenged to work with entrepreneurs. And I started meeting people, that would have been, 15 years ago when I really got into the coaching. And I found that they were just wandering around, trying lots of different things. They usually had 10 balls up in the air and plates up in the air. And this is men and women. And I just thought, well, where are you going? Well, I have no idea, but this is all exciting where I'm going. And I just really felt driven to get people in touch with that spot on the horizon, like 5 years away, that they could barely see. But I wanted to give them clarity for that so they could actually get to that vision in maybe less than the 5 years. And that's really how I all got started. So 15 years ago, I really got pinpointed in the vision strategy. Up to that point, I was doing trainings and a number of other things, but I think my passion is truly in helping people to find that vision, but also to reach it.
That's fantastic. I think a lot of business owners have that problem where there's a lot of things in the air, but you're so focused on doing what you do that continuing to have strategy and vision is a challenge. It's a big challenge.
Oh, and that's absolutely true. I just as soon as I meet them and start talking to them, they almost cannot explain what they do specifically. And when I try to pinpoint them, they're more interested in what they can do for me, and they'll almost come up with anything. But I really want them to share with me their expertise, and let's start with that. But when you read my mission and you were reading my introduction, it's also always humbling to hear people talk about that, and we forget how much we impact each other. And Michelle, you're impacting people with this show. I'm impacting people with what I'm going to say today, and then that ripple effect, everybody shares with one another what wisdom that they have, and that's really what makes everybody go on fire, if you really listen but basically take action on it. So I had to laugh when you said my mission statement, not laugh, but chuckle with to ignite. I'm all about not just discovering your vision, but how do you ignite it? Fire, and I saw that as Carolina Business on Fire. I totally agree that if you don't have a spark going with your business every single day, And if you don't think about, okay, is this spark exactly where I want to be in 5 years? And when I go to a networking organization, when I go to a meeting, when I see somebody, or I'm acting in my office to try to build my business, am I truly in that ignition aspect of my business? Because in going towards your vision, if you're not every day connected with the vision of where you want to be, you're going to always be floundering, wandering, and not sure where you should be. So you really have to be intentional every day about, okay, what am I doing today that directly affects my vision 5 years from now? And if you can say to yourself, I really don't see anything that directly correlates with that, you've got a problem because you're not going to reach that vision.
You know, you said a lot of profound things in that statement, and not the least of which, but let me start with what you said about sharing. You live and breathe that every day, Lori. You've shared in many capacities. You shared as a coach, you share as the director of eWomen, which you did for many years. You inspired and shared and really grew an organization in Charlotte surrounded by women business owners, which is very empowering. And then your current project that you're leading as well, it's just a number of ways that you share. So let's talk about some of those first before we move on to some of the other profound things that you said, because I don't want to slight them either.
That's great.
If you don't mind sharing with the audience about the Women's Advantage and kind of how you fell into that leadership role, which is a natural role for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's amazing when you really put yourself out and try different things. I call myself, I get in trouble sometimes, but sometimes it's the best kind of trouble because it opens up a brand new world for me. Yes, I was doing the eWomen Network. I was director of the Charlotte Region Chapter for Networking for over 8 years and still a part of that organization. Wonderful opportunity for women to network, and men are certainly invited to come as well. Saw that as a way to exemplify how I connect with people, and I was leading the events every month. And I really feel leadership is a gift that I've been blessed with. And so I try to go that extra mile to get in those roles, and I most recently, and probably 4 years ago, I met Mary Contando out of Raleigh, and she heads the Women's Advantage Forum. And I took her forum here in Charlotte, and it was to really help me grow my business on a different level, really thinking higher level, being surrounded by women who are aspiring to become million-dollar owners, business owners. And I thought, well, that's going to take me and elevate me to a different spot. Well, by being in the group, and we meet once a month for 3 hours and follow a structure with her, within a few months, I contacted her, and I just went up to her and said, Mary, I could be doing this for you in Charlotte. You don't need to travel down from Raleigh. And it was really interesting because at the same time, she was saying to me, Lori, would you head the group starting in Charlotte? Would you do that for me? So we were in a like-minded area, and I like sharing that little bit of a story because so often we think we should do something, and then we go, oh, they're not even going to agree to that, and we talk ourselves out of it. And I just really feel people need to take that risk. What's the worst Mary could have said is, no, I don't think that's a good fit for me now. Then I would say to Mary, well, what do you think I can do to aspire to get to that level? Because I really am interested in helping you with this program. So I really feel that it's that those moments that we're challenged with every day, that if it tugs at us, that why can't I do that? Why can't I speak at this group? Why can't, you know, act on it? And with the Women's Advantage, I took the forum with Mary, and right before we even finished the first year, I started mine. And Michelle, you took the leap, and we had coached with each other before, and you were in my very first Women's Advantage forum starting fall 2013. And you were there, and you've had your business for many years, and you're a fabulous business owner. So I was thinking, okay, what does Michelle want to do? You want to kick it up a notch. There were people in the group with you that just barely started, and they were just floundering because they didn't know how to get going. So no matter what level of people that where their business was at, they joined that group. And I tell you, the support, the caring, and the ideas, the information that came not only from me, but each of you sharing from that group made my leadership of that group so much easier. So I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And now I'm starting my sixth forum in February. So if anybody
wow,
is on the call and is
forum?
Interested, I'm starting my sixth one. I've got three running right now, and
that's
one
fantastic.
Of them is a quarterly. I know. It's just snowballed. The referrals from this have been unbelievably supportive that people are just sending me names. I have two more people to call today right after speaking with you. And to me, that's saying this program works. The women have, well, you built your business even more because of the group. And be happy to hear what your testimonial you have from what you've done. But we know that we've had some million-dollar level goals reached from some of the women in there. But many of them have doubled their income or they've gotten such clarity. So many different results came from that group you were in, and I see that on a day-to-day basis. It's infectious because I absolutely love working with the women in these groups.
Well, and you can certainly tell that by your leadership and by your words today. And you're right, I have a glowing testimonial because I thoroughly enjoyed it. The main difference in that group compared to anything else that I might have participated in was the commitment that not only I made, but the other women made, and certainly that you made to the group, to be there, to be serious, to be working on our businesses. And then from that, I formed some just tremendously good habits that I was not in the habit of doing, which was working on the business. Because once I joined, I was compelled to do what I said I was going to do every month, which is a huge component of it. And it also forced me to think outside my box. When you mentioned other women that were from different experience levels, I was initially apprehensive about that because I didn't know what the startup business could contribute after I had been in business so many years and was trying to get to another level. You know, what can the brand new startup business contribute? And the truth is there was a lot that I had either forgotten about or never tried. It was just fresh energy. It was fresh ideas. It was stuff I hadn't thought about that made me, that helped me to continue to propel forward. So while we haven't met our goal yet, we are on track to meet our goal. That's the most important part.
That is.
And there is many, many, many things that came out of it for our business. I continued the habit of working on the business. I got serious about delegating things. You're very good at reminding me, especially when I'm doing things I'm not supposed to be doing. And there is something that you said to me one day that I will repeat to myself when I know I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. But those are hard lessons for business owners to learn, and sometimes you really do need someone else to remind you that you may not be the jack of all trades or you can't be the expert of anything.
Absolutely, and I have been known to give that nice little gentle kick on the behind to get people moving in that direction. And one of my favorite things to say is, if not now, when? When are you going to do this? Is it you're going to put it off till next year? Just act on it now, and that's where my whole igniting concept for my mission comes in. If you're going to put it off and just say, well, someday I'm going to write that book, why not start today? Take out a sheet of paper. What would you write about? Get started. Ignite that vision of where you want to be today.
So tell me, of all of the lessons that you've learned, and that's a fabulous one, what would you say is the lesson that you've learned, not just from your own business, because I know you have your own experience, because you run your coaching business, obviously. You're the operator and the entrepreneur of it. But then you also have seen, you know, business owners from A to Z. What are some of the best business lessons that you've learned?
Well, one of them I kind of shared with the way I approached Mary to even become the chair of this group is really listen to your gut feeling. And if something's tugging you to try something out, to look into something, investigate it. Don't hold back. Because we are built in a way that we have our own instinctive, those intuitive tugs, I would call them, at your heart. It can be a heartfelt. It can be your gut feeling to make a business decision. Really listen to yourself. But if you are constantly on a treadmill, you're never going to take the time to do that. I really like to promote that people give themselves that time every day, and that's what I do. After this call, I'm going for my walk. I don't take a phone with me. I don't listen to music. I hope I see a bird or two. It's my time for me to just be, and that has been my motto every day. And I've been doing that. I love walking because it's just you're away from everything. And it's really good sometimes when people can't find you. I think there's
right.
a plus to that. It just in a nice way. I'm not gone for too long, so but it's a good thing to just be in your own spirit and in your own mind and thinking, that I've learned, that don't ever, ever give that up, because that's when you're going to hear those notes and just say, well, you know, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a long time. I just did that the other day, and a lady was on my mind. I called her, and it was a good thing because she's going through some things. And it was just an intuitive thing that I thought about her. She's a business associate and a friend. And if I didn't act on that, I would have not been able to connect with her, and I think I helped brighten her day. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
We have to listen to those pieces.
I'm glad you brought up the taking a walk, because that's something you had actually shared that about, taking a walk, and how you had used that as your own quiet time with us in our leadership group. And every time, you know, prior to that, I would feel guilty about taking those few minutes out of the day to take a walk and be alone and take the dog out. And after that, I started looking at it as just that, a time to listen to myself instead of having all the noise around. And it does help you to be more creative and to think outside of your box that way and really listen to what your intuitive ability is telling you that you should be doing and the direction you should be headed in.
Oh, yeah, it's almost magical. It doesn't cost you a thing except a good pair of shoes and get out there. And I've gone through so many Reebok tennis shoes, I can't tell you how many walking shoes I've gone through over the years. But I don't measure my steps, I just walk. And when I feel like turning around, I turn around. Sometimes I'll go a mile, sometimes I'll go 3 miles. I'm not worried about that. Don't let anything worry you when you're in that moment, because you have to allow your mind to be free. And I think I did share with you one time, and probably a life lesson that I shared with my family members and so many people, and as well as in coaching and personally, you have got to ground yourself in four areas of balance every single day. And this is a life lesson, again, I've learned. And the one balance is you have to have a physical activity in every day, like I was mentioning, for walking. Another one is you have to have an intellectual spark. You have to ignite your mind. Do something that challenges your mind every day, especially if you are working or you're things, and you really got to work on that spark. And the third area would be that you have to allow your emotions to come through. I love laughing, but I've also cried after a good movie, you know, and you have to have that ability to express emotion. When I turn around and I'm laughing and somebody looks at me, I just smile back at them, and I love sharing smiles with people. That's an international visual language. Smile at everybody you meet, and you'd be surprised. This world would be very different if we did that. So I even have that on my message when people call in. A smile is a universal language, so just use it. And the fourth area is spiritual. No matter where you're at with what you believe in, you still have to have a spiritual moment to just get into that. Am I in my purpose? Am I doing what I should be doing every day? And if you ask yourself at the end of the day, how have I helped somebody, and you can truly answer that, then you've had a good day.
Absolutely. Those are great, great, great tips. And a good way to find, to make sure that everybody's finding balance. When you get crazy busy, sometimes you don't focus on the things that matter the most, and those four things should matter the most every day. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So tell me about you have ideal clients in both your coaching business and in your leadership role with Women's Advantage. So tell me about your ideal client in each arena.
Oh, that's a really good question, because I always encourage you to do the same with your business.
You do.
We really need to understand who's ideal. And I should premise this as saying I welcome talking to everybody. I really do. So it isn't that I only seek out certain people to talk to. But on the average, you know, I'm open to speak with people, because I usually can refer them to somebody, because I have a tremendous referral system, and I'm always happy to help in any way. So that's first and foremost. So going for an ideal client that would be a perfect for, like, coaching with me one-on-one in my business, I would probably say somebody who is ready, and they're tired of where they've been. They're frustrated. They just can't even see 5 years from now, let alone tomorrow, and they feel buried in everything. I've been working recently with some new clients and just establishing clarity in their vision. It could take us quite a bit of time to do that, but when they come out of it, they say, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that was inside of me. I didn't realize I really wanted that, because I've never taken the time to think about it. So the person who's serious about finally getting to that point on the horizon, which is 5 years down the line, that's the perfect time for them to meet with me. And then they just have to make that commitment. And you know all about that. If somebody is going to join the Women's Advantage and they're only going to show up 2 times out of the 12, there's no commitment. I actually would tell them, maybe you need to join a later group. because if you're not ready to make a commitment, and I give work. I come from a teaching background, so I make sure there's work I give with every session. But it pushes you and challenges you, and if people can't handle that, that doesn't work. And I put all this up front when I meet with someone. I do that initially so they can hear my style. And I said, when you are finished with that, I give you, you know, this is our next session. You need to have completed this because we want to move you forward. I want to be at the point where they don't need me anymore. I know that sounds horrible, but in a way that makes me elated. I mean, we reached a point, you, Michelle, and your husband, you didn't need me anymore. And I was happy to step aside because we accomplished what we needed to, and you were ready for your big launch, and you went ahead.
Absolutely.
That makes me
Absolutely.
So excited. Yeah.
And
so
you mentioned the homework, and
I'm willing to do that.
I got to give you a plug on the homework note, because taking that seriously and following through on that, though, again, it's what propels you forward. So the
mm-hmm.
intentions there are just so pure and wonderful. And in our team meeting today, both of my production people said that the tool that we were using that I created as a direct result of something you would ask us to do in Women's Advantage was by far the best tool that they had ever used.
Oh,
even
wow.
though they had to
go back in and
input information, which was, you know, asking them
mm-hmm.
to do something extra and all this stuff, they said they absolutely loved it. And I think it's made a big difference in our sales. It's tracking sales. And so it's in front of them all the time. They're aware. They know what's going on. They know what they have on their plate and what's out there that they need to be working on still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And that's so wonderful to hear those kinds of things. I have got a lot of experience in tools and forms and different things. I never know what I'm going to use with individual clients. I never know what's going to happen. But I really do, when I coach individually, I don't have a program set. I do start with the end in mind, always with that vision, and we cover the mission statement. Because your mission is your driving force to get you moving every day towards that vision. So those two we work on, and we continually build on the clarity of those, and then fit in everything else in it. And as you know, I work with a straight road when we go, and I don't allow detours with people saying, oh, no, I want to go here, the shiny object, you know, syndrome. And I said, well, what does that have to do with your vision? Nothing. Then why are you going there? It's a good point. So I really get people accountable that way. And if they once they meet me and they get used to that style and if they like it, that's my ideal client to be with. For the Woman's Advantage, I think it's very similar because that's why I offered to be in that program and why I now chair the program in Charlotte is I don't want, if I meet 10 women, for example, Michelle, probably 2 or 3 out of those 10 be the ideal person for the Woman's Advantage. They have to be serious about their business. They want to grow their business up to the $1 million level. And it is scalable up there, but they're willing to make a commitment. And I also ask, because it's a group session we have every month, I ask a very important question to me. I ask the person, how would you help the other women in this group? What do you have to offer? That is a great question to ask them. So they say, well, I can do this, I can do that. And I'm expecting they're going to give back to the rest. Because if you go in there to take, you're still not the right client then. I don't go in for the
takers.
That's
such a good
point. You have to grow and help each other. Because that's what makes that united support system for those Women's Advantage forums magical, absolutely magical.
That's such a good point. You know, you mentioned the mission statement, and you did the one-on-one coaching with us. It's been, I believe, 9 years ago now.
Oh, my word.
Seem like
really?
That. It seems like it was yesterday.
Wow.
I'm questioning that. But we refer back to that on a regular basis to make sure if we're going to do something new or add something for our clients that it's still in line with our mission and what we're trying to accomplish. And the mission
mm-hmm.
statement hasn't been changed because you did a very good job at helping us get exactly what it is that we wanted in there. And it there's no need to change it. It's still true today. It's a great way to be able to double-check stuff so that you don't end up on the shiny objects.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you brought up an excellent point. I really love hearing that you have maintained the mission because sometimes that can change. But generally, if you look back, if you've made a really good mission statement, it is grounded in your passion for why you're even in the business. And that doesn't change. And I've had my clients, we do it as a team. And I did it with you and your husband, but sometimes they get a team involved, and I do the mission statement with the whole team so that they all buy into the mission statement. Then they paint it on their walls. They put the words on the wall. They put it everywhere so that it is something each of them lives by to grow that business every day. And, of course, the owner shares the vision of where they're all headed, and that just makes everybody on a united movement for success. And that's really how those two work together.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful, and we have ours on our desk still. Each of us has it in a frame on our desks, and that's something that we
awesome.
Go over right away with new employees, and they get in on their desks as well. It's part of our onboarding process because I think it helps
wow.
them to truly understand where they should come at everything
mm-hmm.
from. If they understand our
mm-hmm.
mission, then they understand how they should treat our customers.
Oh, yeah, and I'm so
that's
grateful
for sure.
that you use it that way because that's the way it needs to be used. It needs to be alive every day in your business.
So you give a lot of great advice, Lori, but I have to ask, who do you seek advice from for your business?
Wow, that's a really good one. I don't often seek it, but it's there when I need it, and I'll be honest with my four areas of balance. I do devotional every day. I do read, and I have an excellent one. It's on Building Confidence, the Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer, and I absolutely love that devotional. And I've given it to several women in business that I feel need that nudge because it just tells you that you need to be strong and confident. So that's where I get it. But it's amazing. I listen a lot, and I get motivated, like from you, Michelle. You motivated me today. And just to be on this show and to get grounded and just remember that I want to share some special things with people. So many people, I just stay connected every day with somebody, and I try to walk away with one thing that I can treasure from that person. Because if we listen to each other, we're all sharing gifts. It's just a constant thing, and I thrive on it. I absolutely thrive on the wisdom I hear from others. So that's pretty much where I get it. I think it's got to be a lifelong journey that you take, that you hear and receive and graciously accept those guidelines from other people as you meet them.
I love it. That's fantastic, especially that portion of it, really listening so that you can take away some little nugget of information that someone shares. But if you hadn't
mm-hmm.
been really listening, you might have missed.
Exactly.
So I'm sure that you have had a lot of satisfying moments in your business, but can you narrow that down to what's been your most satisfying moment in business?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a tough one. I think the moment probably that I started, I'd been in business for a while, and I did it part-time, but when I started my full-time business, it was 15 years ago this coming February, and I had left a position because I was ready to coach. I was coaching the people on the position I was in, and I just loved that aspect, and I decided to become a business coach. That's when back then you had to explain what coaching was. It wasn't coaching a soccer team, you know. 15 years ago, you know, it's coaching people in business. And I had to identify it. And at that same time, within months of me making that decision to start that business full-time, I came down with breast cancer. And it
wow.
was a test for me to say, okay, do we just shove everything, we stop everything? I had my surgery. They caught it very early. I was very lucky to catch it with a mammogram. And I did what I had to do to go on beyond that. But I'll tell you, starting the business at that point was the best thing I ever did because it gave me forward thinking. It made me say, okay, you have this, you've done that. Now we got to move forward, Lori. Where are you going from here? That was a turning point. And I think it made me want this business to go no matter what. And I did. I made it happen. And that was my driving force. And I think sometimes we go through things in our life that challenge us, and we may step back. But for me, I stepped forward, and I just said, I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to let that be the reason why I'm here today. I've got to move forward with this idea and hope that, you know, God is guiding me, which He has every moment of the way. And so that was totally a deciding point in my recent, you know, years. Certainly I've had them over the years with other things that have happened, but for my business, that was a strong catalyst for me.
Well, that is
and
a
I'm clear,
story.
And I'm still breast cancer free from after 15 years, so I encourage every woman listening, get in and get that mammogram.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And you haven't slowed down in 15 years. I think you've actually accelerated since I met you 9 years ago.
Well, that's all
sure.
igniting does. Every time I ignite myself, I'm going, phew, you got to get going.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So I'm going to ask you our O'Connor Insurance business owner's question. If you will please finish this sentence, my business is on fire because...
And who's going to answer that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to answer that. Why is your business on fire?
Well, I have to say that I make a point of having that balance in my life every day, and I always start every day with the end in mind. What do I want to accomplish by the end of today? And then if you break it down on a daily basis, I stay ignited that way. And I stay in the purpose of what I want for the day. And believe it or not, I do have some days where I have a play day. And my whole purpose for that day is to play. So, and that's okay. I give myself that privilege and that thing to do.
Well, you deserve it.
So that's the igniting. That's what keeps your business on fire. Because if you don't have that play day in there, it's hard to keep that momentum of being on fire every single day. So you have to allow yourself that too.
That's wonderful advice as well, and I cannot thank you for all of the advice you've shared today. It has been a fabulous interview. I'm very excited to share it with all the business owners. I know that there's tons and tons of good little tips in areas of inspiration that they can glean from it. So thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Oh, absolutely, and I have to give you a compliment back. Michelle, you've handled this beautifully. I'm so excited for you doing these radio shows. This is just an extension of the fantastic lady that you are, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much, Lori. I really appreciate that very, very much. You have a wonderful day, and I will talk with you soon.
Same to you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lori. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at carolinabusinessonfire.com. Just a reminder, this show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. You can get more information at oinc.com.